because your live shows are certainly worth seeing. If only to see who can't stay up.
Simon. It's normally me.
That Facebook video is actually quite addictive.
Oh, it really is. If you know him, it's really amazing.
Yes. Find them on Facebook. They've got videos of stuff like them jumping into piles of cardboard boxes.
Oh, that was at my work, wasn't it?
That was
your ninja kid.
Building Canberra Music Rooms is a Ford flips into rolls of insulation, wasn't it?
Yeah, itchy.
And I broke my butt. That really hurt. What's the other one? Me stacking it on stage, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you can see the camera shake, even though it is attached to the frame of the tent.
Yeah, it's massive marquee, and the camera's on one of them bendy gorilla stands.
Mm.
So it's wrapped around the poles.
And it's gaffers as well.
No, it's gaffers on there as well. So it's on there good and proper. It's only a small stage. And you watch it, and the first time you go, oh, that's really funny. The second time you watch it, and you go, there's camera shakes. He hit the ground hard. I think the landing sort of knocked the wind out of me. I landed in a bunch of kickboxes and cut all my arm up. I was like, I can deal with that. And it was then, after the gig had finished, and like the adrenaline wore off, I was like, my back really hurts. I'm going to go and lay down.
You haven't gone over since then, have
possibly
you?
Possibly cry.
You nearly go over a lot, don't you? But you don't actually ever properly go over.
I bust my foot at Lantern show at Folkestone because I landed in my amp.
when it comes down to Simon will always save his amp first.
Don't forget, it's really expensive.
Lee's nearly sparked you as well with his bass.
Lee's hit me full tilt in the face with his bass headstock. That one really hurt. I'm a big lump. I've been hit in the head a few times, but Lee was the closest to ever knocking me out. Well done, you. That hurt. Trying to play the rest of the song, spitting blood. Not fun.
Sorry, Simon.
What else happened? They're the big major ones, yeah. I can remember. There's been loads of little ones.
I had my lip ring knocked out, didn't I, when we were shooting a video? Our mate Dom just lumped me right clean in the face and knocked my lip ring out of my lip.
Was that before or after he nearly broke Dan's back on the monitor down the front?
This was first song in. I decided to run out into the crowd and get angry with him. Little did I know that Dom was there and he's three times my size.
Right.
Punched me straight in the face. I didn't mean to.
You can see the our music video. That's on. There's a Predicting the Fall fan page and a Predicting the Fall group.
Yeah.
One video's on the fan page, and the video of me stacking it is on the group page.
Oh, I'll put them all on the fan page later, so they're all on the fan page.
Cool.
PredictingTheFall.com, it's all on there as well.
They're worth watching. Yeah. They pass the time quite well.
Yeah. Whenever he's annoyed you, go and watch that video. Falling over. It makes me think, oh, thank God.
You'd take more enjoyment in watching it if you knew him.
Is every time you watch it, you notice something new? Like, I watched it a couple of times and was like, yeah, that's quite funny. And you watch it again and realise that no one stops playing. They all carry on and they all just start bursting out into laughter.
Lee's face, literally the second he hits the deck, Lee's face, he's got it. He makes that video for me.
I carried on playing, though.
You did. You've got to be said. He does carry on playing, like barely misses a note. So,
better than normal.
and by the end of it, you're just sitting wondering what's more ironic: the fact that he plays in a band called Predicting the Fall, or the fact that his last name is Standen.
Yeah, they're both up there, aren't they?
They are both up there.
Was Predicting the Fall, isn't it, or something?
Yeah.